Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to I Don't Know, Hit Thursday Show with me, your host, Gabe. I'm joined today by two very, very strong and handsome men in the studio who I'm very intimidated by. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. My name is Garrett Burkle, a senior here at WBDG in Brownsburg High School, joined by...
I'm Samuel Pierman. I'm senior from Tri-West High School. Go Bruins.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you got for us, Gabe? What do you got for me and Garrett over here?
Today we are like supposed to. It doesn't always happen, and it might not, because last time we didn't get like an actual thunderstorm. But there's a good chance for that today.
There's a solid chance for it to rain. I saw some heat lightning this morning. Oh, it looked amazing.
See, you got to get a long exposure camera. Open it up facing the sky so you can catch the entire lightning bolt and see all the clouds light up too.
Dude, I love those. I love those so much. I like lightning. I used to be scared of it, but like the more, you know, you see it, you hear it, you're just in the moment, it's so cool.
Were you scared of tornadoes as a kid?
No. I literally live in the middle of a plane. I do not scare of tornado.
No cares, no worries. Some people are. Some people are shivered their timbers over tornadoes.
Makes sense, but we're not really in tornado alley.
We're not, but what was it last year? We had like 12, 13, a touchdown at one point or another.
I mean, yeah, but that was like further south.
Well, there were some north, too. We had some in Carmel, yeah.
I did not know that. Dang.
There was, I think, three or four down in the state at one time, which was kind of crazy.
All at once?
Yeah.
That's
a big storm cell, right? A lot of people don't understand the science behind it. Same with our stoplights. Do you ever see the people who just pull out, like, into the middle of the intersection and just sit there, even though the light's red?
Yeah.
That makes me very upset.
Like, why are you doing that?
There's actually a magnet in the right before the crosswalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you sit your car there, it'll pick you up and change the light for you.
Really?
Yes, but a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't,
I thought it was a pressure plate.
Some of them are.
Because, there's the massive, ring, and your car gets on top of it, and it changes the light.
If your car didn't touch that ring, would it, go off? Or what if you don't weigh enough?
That's a good question. Well, what?
That's why they use a magnet.
What kind of magnet, though?
I think it's a giant electromagnet, but I cannot say. It's not strong enough to, do anything, but it's enough to pick up on the fact that there is a giant hunk of metal above it.
Okay. Magnets are weird.
They are.
I'm going to bring that up. Just, how do they work? How do magnets work? You're telling me a rock can attract other shiny rocks?
It's a very strong and attractive rock.
Yeah, how? How does it do that?
Rock.
Rock?
Rock Riffit.
Rock Riffit is also a very strong and attractive rock.
I think he's probably not listening.
No.
But he's over there.
He's probably not. But he's hearing...
It's just funny hearing y'all say that and then be thinking about rock. Sorry, but keep going.
Thinking about a man with a strong jawline.
Absolutely intense jawline over there. Looks like an arrowhead. Good lord, it's so powerful. But how do magnets... I don't even think that people who study gravity understand how magnets work.
Well, because gravity and magnets are two different things.
I mean, yeah, well, they're kind of similar.
So
in terms of how they pull things towards them,
they're using two crazy different things.
I don't listen. Magnets are whack. Do you understand how magnets work?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you get a little piece of metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You align all of the, because it's a bunch of mismatched, angled pieces of the metal the way it crystallizes, right? Stuff like that. It's basically you're changing all of that and making it straight. And because of that, they all really like each other. You can make a magnet with a battery and a bunch of copper coils. And I think that's a motor too.
I mean, I know that, but how does the magnet magnetize? Why does it do that? Is there a reason? Is there a study behind it? I know there's probably been several, but is there a definitive answer?
And probably because it's magnetic.
Well, duh. How?
He gave you the right answer. No. Naturally occurring, the Earth is a giant magnet. Right, and that's because our core is liquid. And because of that, it's not like solid. It's not crystallized. So it wants to all go the same direction. And right now it's actually moving. It's kind of weird. It's very interesting to look at the Earth's, like, magnetic poles. Because they're not on our exact poles, right? They're actually, like, shifted, and they're currently shifting as well. They move, like, a couple feet every year, I think. Maybe even more.
Are we talking about tectonic plates now?
No, that's still the Earth's magnetic pole.
Oh.
So naturally occurring magnet, giant natural magnet. Really weird. I actually don't know if we didn't have magnets, how would we magnetize things?
That's a good question. I mean, like you said, you can already like simulate a magnet using copper wire and batteries and just have it constantly create a field. But like other than that, like...
Actually, you know, that would probably work.
How does it... Magnets are weird. Put it like that. They're weird. I don't get them. It's a weird rock that's able to pull other rocks.
That rock is really attractive.
It's a very cool rock, I will say.
Gravity is based on mass versus...
Have you ever, like, gotten those funny magnets? Like, the two...
Oh, the rounded ones?
The round ones, and then you, like, throw them at each other, and they go, like...
Yeah. It's because they're trying to pull at each other just constantly, but they have momentum, so they're not stopping.
Yeah, and they just start spinning a circle. It's so cool.
It's like a Beyblade.
Kind of. But with a Beyblade, you got a ripcord.
Oh. I probably made a magnet Beyblade.
Don't make a magnet Beyblade, but I can tell you how to make a very good Beyblade. Okay, so what you're going to want to do... Now, this is probably an illegal, like, tournament thing, so you cannot use this kind of Beyblade in a tournament. So, You take a die-cast metal Beyblade, right. And in the very middle is a ball bearing. Just a really heavy
ball. Oh, you're saying switch that out for, like...
A really heavy ball bearing.
So switch it to something way heavier.
Like insanely heavy.
Like lead or gold?
Lead. No, not gold. Lead.
Gold's really heavy.
Tungsten. If you can get your hands on a tungsten ball bearing, you're already set.
How much tungsten can you eat?
I don't know, but once you get that ball bearing in there, you will win every single Beyblade fight. It destroys plastic ones. It doesn't send them flying, it breaks them.
Well, yeah, because it's metal versus plastic.
No. Like, decimated.
That's like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, except...
It's the same thing as throwing a 1970s car versus a 2016 Honda Civic. So, it's going to decimate it. There is no recovery.
There's no fixing that. So if you ever wanted to fight using a Beyblade and always win, there's your tip for the day.
Or using a car and always win.
Do not get into car fights.
Yeah.
I would not suggest taking your car and javelin jousting it into another car. I'm just saying.
It's called bumper cars.
On the highway?
Well, okay, you're not supposed to do it at high speeds, but I mean, if you make two cars kiss really gently, I don't think they're going to mind.
I mean, it depends on the kind of car. Like, if you take a nice-looking 1981 Mazda Miata, right?
The wonderful Miata, yes.
I love Miatas so much. They got the blinky lights. And then you take that car and you bump it ever so gently into, say, what's a more expensive car than the 81 Miata?
Chevy Corvette. I don't know.
Yeah, you bump it into some dude's Stingray, right?
Yeah.
Right into it. I think that the guy with the Stingray is going to be a little upset.
If you scratch the paint, if you can't even tell. I mean...
You're going to tell. It's a...
Sometimes. Okay.
It's a Stingray. It's a Corvette.
If both cars are made out of sponges and they crash into each other, does anybody know?
Miatas look like they're made out of sponge.
They're kind
of
like a bubble.
A bubble?
Like rounded. Mazda has really round cars.
They do. Have you seen the newer models for Miatas? They look so angry.
They do.
I don't like that. I like the silly looking Miatas. They look...
It's because they changed the headlights.
They did. They made them angrier.
Yeah.
They're putting him through like an edgy teen phase. I don't like it. They went going from like the happy.
Did you hear that they're going to make a new Miata? Like, it's a spinoff and it's going to be slightly more expensive and sportier. It's like the Mazda Speed version.
Is it going to look angry?
I do believe it's going to look very aggressive. They're also, or it's a concept car right now, but it's a hybrid EV, like, but it has a rotary engine instead, and it's using a similar body to the Miata.
Okay.
A little longer, and they brought back the pop-up headlights, so.
They're bringing them back?
They're trying to.
I want them to bring them back. Like, we need more unique-looking cars.
We do.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I get it, you know, safety protocols, standard issue.
Right.
Cool. But cars are losing their look.
And they're getting really expensive.
They are. It's because we're putting too much junk inside of it.
I need
like, We don't need a touchscreen so that you can play Angry Birds while you drive. Why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need that. If I get into a car, I want a good car that functions well, that doesn't have... I don't need a touchscreen, you know?
Right.
I just need it to work.
The convenience is nice, though.
Convenience is nice. However, I don't think that the touchscreen needs to do everything. Like, if it's just a display screen, okay, cool. I like buttons. I like knobs.
Especially,
I like switches. I feel like a mad scientist pushing a bunch of buttons.
Fancy clicky. Ooh.
Yeah. With a touchscreen, you know what touchscreen sounds like? Boop, boop.
As
boop,
if it
boop,
makes
boop,
a sound
boop, boop,
when
boop.
You touch it.
Yeah, you can change it.
Some of them are just silent.
Some of them, yeah. There's they don't no make noise. Like, so you don't know if you like pushed something wrong. You don't know if you accidentally pushed anything.
Well, I mean, normally they're bright enough that you just see the color change and you're like, uh-oh.
Oopsies.
I did something.
My seat warmer is on. Gotta turn that off.
Some of the nice cars actually have seat warmers, and I'm kind of jealous. Because winter was cold. Winter was
as facts.
I have a seat warmer.
You lucky, lucky goose.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful car. Amazing.
Speaking of, about being a lucky goose... You are all lucky geese listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Right now, we are at the top of the hour, 8 a.m., listening to I Don't Know with your host, Gabe, me, joined by Pearman, Samuel, and Garrett Burkle. Hey, guy.
Garrett, you've not made a comment yet about cars. You got a favorite car?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have two, so...
You got two? Okay.
First off... Oh, wait, go ahead.
I want to hear it. We're going to judge you on how basic of an answer it is.
We are.
I want a Corvette.
Okay.
Any type, any model, any kind, any year. I don't care.
4 out of 10.
Like, hold on a second. What's your preferred headlight type?
I don't care.
Sleek or pop-up?
Either. Like, seriously, I just want a Corvette. But if I had, the only preference I would really have on it is maybe color.
Color.
Okay. I want a red Corvette.
Red Corvette.
That's like the basic color.
Yeah, but any
Corvette. It's the best color, though.
Every Corvette looks good in red. Like, every model.
You know your insurance prices are higher if your car's red?
Yeah. It's because it's a sport color.
Really?
It's also aggressive drivers. Pick the color red.
Yeah. I was very aggressive driving to school today.
So was I.
There was a 70 Cadillac that decided to just sit there with his brakes on in the middle of the lane because I might not have been flashing him with my lights, but I decided to pass him. So, yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't have done that.
You said that there was a second kind of car.
Yes. 2003 Enzo Ferrari.
Okay.
Once again, I want red. Because, like, you can't do Ferrari without going red. I mean, maybe, but it'd be tough.
You're going for the crazy sports cars that nobody could ever afford, but we all dream of having.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at that. The beautiful, sleek, elegant cars.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love a 2003 Enzo. That'd be nice.
I'm going to rate both of those the first one, 4 out of 10. Really, really basic.
Mm-hmm. Really basic. However.
Second one, 7 out of 10.
That's valid.
First one, Corvettes. Honestly, any... Make, model, and year is pretty good.
They look cool.
They look good. Yeah.
But like, practicality. Can you imagine driving, like, a V6, V8, whatever, down the street, and it's just eating gas?
It's still cool, though. You're saying
you don't got to drive it every day.
I mean,
you're right.
I drive that every day. I'm just saying.
See, if I had a sports car, I would think I would only bring it out on like Fridays and weekends and
stuff. Show days.
Like, it's a cool car. Why would you not show it off? Just a little bit.
Well, because if you want to keep a car cool, you got to keep it like elusive.
That's true too.
It has to be a special thing. Because if you're driving a cool car every day, it kind of loses its factor, right?
I mean, maybe, but
there's a guy here with a hatchback Mazda. I think it's older.
Hatchback.
It's a Mazda 3, but he put a little like air intake scoop on it and changed out the exhaust, so it's really loud. But he drives it every day, so it's like the first day I saw it, I'm like, ooh, okay, that's a pretty cool car. But after like the sixth day, I'm like, it's loud. It's whatever. You're getting like watched by everyone.
Yeah, if your car is just loud and it doesn't move really quick. Because, like, that's kind of the indicator.
Yeah.
If the car gets loud, then it's like, oh, that's got to be, there's something in that car. But if you just.
If it gets loud and doesn't go.
Then you just look like, I'm not being
rude.
You look
like a silly guy.
You look silly. You look a little silly. It's kind of like people who take their trucks and change out the exhaust system. So it's that big thing poking out of the back.
It's like compensating, you know?
It feels sure,
like
you're
trying
loud.
To ask for attention.
Like, you're loud, but you don't have an impact.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, if it's something that can go really fast, and there's also a difference between driving a fast car fast and a slow car fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get your car flying and keep it there, that's also impressive,
like,
even if it's, like, loud.
Like, hearing the turbo, ooh. Hearing the supercharger, ooh. Ooh.
Twin charged.
You're driving down the road, and probably the best sound in the world that I could ever think of a car is just hearing
the pressure building in the system.
Oh, dude. That air intake. Oh, such a good noise.
That's a good point, yeah.
It shows that there's something in your car that you spent time and effort to put in there.
They're putting turbos on just normal stock cars now.
Yeah, my car has one. It's an EcoBoost turbo, but...
Yeah, that's still a turbo.
It's still a turbo.
It probably has a, like, little silencer ring on it that you could take off and make it louder.
I'm not going to try to do that because...
You're not
going to
go work on your turbo?
Because I'm not 100% the best with cars. I know people who are, but... I mean, I'm not the best. That's kind of why I would rather have, like, an 81 Miata. Just kind of like a silly little project that me and a couple buddies can... goof around with, because I mean it's a silly little car,
right?
It's a silly little car for a silly little man.
You are a man of short stature. You could probably drive a Miata really like.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're what, 5'7"?
Why do I keep getting 5'7"
and 3/4", 5'6" and 8/7".
I'm tall. I swear. I'm like,
you're tall enough, but you're also small enough to fit in a fighter jet. That's a good way of thinking.
Okay.
About it.
I can fit in a fighter jet, I guess. Cool.
Like, 6'2 men cannot fit in fighter jets. Fun fact, you cannot be in a flying role in the Air Force unless it's like one of the big, giant carrier planes, whatever.
Is it because just how big the pit is? Or?
Well, so it's really an issue with the ejection when your ejector seat tries to launch you out of the jet. There's a concern that it could either chop off your legs or your head.
Yeah, you just hit the top of the...
Yeah, you're trying to save yourself, and it's you're not going to be in very good condition after the fact.
Ooh.
Which is why you have to be small enough to be able to launch out really easily.
Okay, I see now. I take that into consideration.
You also can't be colorblind.
That's a problem.
It is.
I'm a little colorblind.
Just a tad bit?
Just a tad bit. Well... It's more like night blindness. So, like, if it's really dark, I can't really see very well.
I don't think many people can see in the dark.
No, like, I legit cannot see.
So, as soon as the sun's down, you're blind?
Well, not really, but, like, it's bad.
Do you have a nightlight?
Yeah.
I'm going to unplug your nightlight and just crawl on all fours and you won't be able to see me. You'll hear me.
How? You can't even... Okay, if you can actually do that, I'm going to be terrified. Please don't do that.
I know where you live.
No, you don't.
I don't, but I can take a rough guess.
You can take a rough guess? Sure.
If I'm in the wrong house, oops.
Oopsie doopsie.
Yeah.
So if you're listening right now and Gabe all of a sudden is inside your home.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
He guessed wrong. He took a gamble. He gambled wrong.
It happens more often than you think.
It happens.
My gambling does not always succeed.
He bet all on red, lost it all. It didn't work well.
Why can't you just like split your bet 50-50 on red and black? Because you have a 100% chance of winning, right?
Because then you'll only make back what you bet.
You're not losing.
You're not losing, but at the same time,
gambling should work. Everybody should be a winner.
You're not winning either.
I think it's an infinite money glitch. I think if I bet everything on red and black at the same time, I could never lose.
You'll get kicked out of the casino, I swear.
I'm going to try that. One of these days, when I'm old enough to go gamble, I'm going to go in with like $200, split it to two 100s, and just put it on red and black, and odds and evens.
Tell me how that goes when you do that.
They're probably just going to frown at me.
They're going
to shake their finger at me and say, nuh-uh.
The dealer's just going to look at you upset. He's going to have a stunning mustache and just look at you all sad like, really?
He's going to have like two tears rolling down his right cheek, but none on his left cheek.
Two on the right?
Yes.
How?
He was crying, but it didn't come out of his left eye yet. So it's very pooly in his left eye.
Okay.
Do you ever look at a cat and think, man, that cat looks like it's crying because it like closes its eyes at you and it's just like, it's very squinty.
No.
I was looking at my cat yesterday, and I was just like, man, Moki, are you okay?
You have a cat?
I do.
I didn't know that.
She tried to stop me from leaving today by jumping at me and grabbing onto my pants.
They do that.
She does that in particular. If I don't acknowledge her, she hits me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you being abused by your cat?
No, but it's getting there. We're getting close.
Okay, you need to put a stop to that. Say no.
But she talks to me. She goes, meow, 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 meow. And I'm like, yeah, really? You have a controversial take. I don't think anybody wants to hear that, Moki. And she's like, meow. She's not happy when I tell her, no, don't go telling the media about that one.
See, this is why we can't have cats on air.
I feel like we'd have a very rough time trying to keep the cat under control on the board.
Dude, we would have a rough time keeping ourselves from, like, petting the cat.
Kitty.
While trying to keep on topic.
Can we get an emotional support cat in the studio?
What could we name him?
Filiberto. After my favorite Mexican restaurant back in Arizona.
We could name him Bendy. After Ben Davis.
Actually, that would be a good name for a cat. That would
be a very good name for a cat.
I have an eyelash in my eye.
That's a you problem.
It is.
So, you should probably fix that.
I'm trying. It's not working very well.
Speaking of cats, I always wonder I find it interesting that like most cat owners don't know the kind of cat they have. They just know it's just an orange cat.
That is the type
it's
of
spotted.
Cat.
Yeah. Like it there's no specific breed of cat. It's just orange.
Mine is short.
Yours is a short cat?
Mine is small.
Is it a dwarf cat or?
I think it's called Munchkin.
Cuz
she's like half.
Because, like, there's some... Have you seen cats with dwarfism?
Like, the little, like...
They look... They just... It's just a really short cat. They look like a kitten still. But it's a full-grown cat. And, like, other cats can't tell that it's a full-grown cat.
So they just take care of it?
Yeah. They just treat it like a kitten. It's so funny.
I'm still dealing with this eyelash. It's, like, fighting back.
Well, you should just deal with it. Fight through the pain.
It's awful. I don't... Painful.
It could be worse.
Well, everything could always be worse.
But everything could also be good.
It could. Glass half full or glass half empty.
Either way, I'm drinking the water. Like...
Or not. Maybe it's not water.
Maybe it's not water.
Maybe it's apple juice.
And then I'm still drinking the apple juice. Like, if your glass is half full, but the glass is half empty... The glass still has something in it.
What if I had two glasses that were half empty and I just poured them together?
Then, good job. You've refilled your cup.
One glass all the way full.
You would make an excellent waiter, Gabe.
I think they'd love me serving tables. I wouldn't know what I'm doing. I'd just sit there and smile and try and play dumb.
just walk up to the table. Sir, is your glass half full or half empty? It's half full? Okay, then you don't need a refill. What about you? It's half empty. Here you go. Goodbye.
That'd be a great way of addressing people at tables.
No, it would not.
Sir, how many glasses have you had today?
Half of one? Not so is it half enough. Full or half empty?
Probably half empty, honestly.
And then you refill the cup.
Well, we need to try and convince people to get those rookie numbers up and start drinking more water.
What?
This is a subtle reminder that water is important. It's not subtle at all. I'm telling you, drink water.
I think people understand that water is important.
Not everyone, actually. Some people just don't drink water.
But why?
It's because they don't like the flavor.
It's good.
It is.
Water is good.
It's good for you.
It's how you survive. It's how you move, get up, and go.
Yeah. Seltzer water.
No.
I like the static on my tongue.
No.
It's like a subtle voice in my head.
No.
That makes me go back for more.
I hate seltzer water, sparkling water.
I'm going to change out all of your water for sparkling water.
If you do that, I will pour it into your eye that has the eyelash still in it. I swear.
You might get the eyelash out, actually. That might help.
I have. Okay, listen. Some sparkling water isn't bad. Some of them are good. However, most of the time it's just water that hurts.
I like water that hurts.
I don't.
It fights back. It's like cold water. Cold shower, that hurts.
Okay, but with a cold shower, you feel refreshed after.
Sometimes.
With sparkling water, you don't feel refreshed afterwards. It just hurts. It burns.
I'm going to crunch a water bottle.
Okay. I really want to know what was behind the thought process of somebody making sparkling water. Like, they sat down one day and were like, you know, this stuff isn't terrible enough. I need to make it hurt when I drink this water.
Who made Sprite?
Who made Sprite? Well, Sprite's different than that.
Sprite fights back worse than
itself. It's a soda. It's a soda.
Just because it has sugar does not make it any better.
Okay, but it's got that lemon, lime, sugary, sweet flavor. You know what sparkling water has? None of that.
Sparkling water can have flavor, too.
It can have flavor, but how often do you notice the flavor?
Almost all the time.
Okay, but is it very strong? Cans,
yes. Like bubbly, bublé. I don't think Michael Bublé is connected to bubbly. But they did an ad with that, did they?
They did do an ad with him. I don't know. I can't get behind sparkling water.
I can't get behind you, Pearman. I'm sorry. I'm never spotting you at the gym again.
That's upsetting. We have never lifted together, Gabe.
We will. You just won't know because I won't be spotting you.
Okay. It's kind of... Are you stalking me?
No.
Are you following me? Are you in my day-to-day life when I don't know?
I just show up places, and you don't know until I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I leave.
Well,
How many passwords do you have?
What kind of a question is that?
I'm definitely not trying to, like, steal everything you own.
Well, you're going to have to guess.
3.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
6.
I haven't counted all my passwords.
I have to make new passwords.
That's a you problem.
I'll probably still have like 10.
10 total?
And that might be more than that now that I say that. Probably around 15 to 20, I'd say.
20?
20 whole passwords.
Different ones, yeah.
Do you have them memorized?
I'll have them all written down.
Oh, okay.
So if we get that sheet, we'll have exactly all this guy's passwords.
Steal all of
his
passwords.
Yeah, but I forget to update them a lot. So
they're not all right?
No.
How do you remember your passwords then?
You know how, like, do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
You know how when it says, remember?
Oh, password? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're using like the built-in, that. Like.
Yeah.
Eh. That's not always the safest
it's
thing.
It's not, but it's worked so far for me. So, yeah, but you're right. It's definitely not the safest.
I hate when Google asks to keep my password because I never trust Google to.
Google tweaks, bro. It does. Swear.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Like. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Google because it's like every time that I try to log in on my student computer or my personal computer, it just doesn't want to log in. It wants to like switch the passwords. It wants to say, you know, there was, like it always tells me there's a login in Chicago when I try to sign in Brownsburg. Like, bro, their location service is messed up, too. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Google.
I think that one's IP-based.
Is it?
That's
yeah, based that on makes like, sense.
Could be based off VPN as well.
If you're running a
VPN. Oh, yeah, that's so true, because I do be on VPN as well.
That could be it.
That's so
that
true.
That could
I
be
never
your
even
problem.
Thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, no, yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's probably it. Garrett, I think it's just your VPN acting phony.
Yeah, it's probably true. Now that I think about it, yeah.
VPN, also known as Virtual Private Network.
That's what it's called?
It's like the actual like name for it. We just shortened it.
That is... Well, I knew it was an acronym for something, yeah. But I didn't know what. So now I know. See, we know a thing or two here on I Don't Know.
Or do we know?
Well, do you? Are you just lying to me?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't?
Hit show.
Hit show.
Thursday mornings.
Thursday mornings at 7:45.
Sometimes we're spreading misinformation. We call it a Monday. Sometimes it's talk time Thursday, and we just say things for no reason.
Today it's... What is it today?
I don't know.
Today it's I Don't Know.
It is the show. We'll figure it out after the fact. How much misinformation to actual information we spread.
Yeah.
It's our goal.
A goal.
Misinform the masses or teach them.
Gabe. You are one problematic person, my friend.
I have caused mass hysteria once.
It, like, genuinely?
No.
No?
That was misinformation.
I was hoping you'd have, like, a fun story with that one.
I wish
I'm
I
gonna
did.
I'm going to be honest.
I mean, I'm not the kind of guy to scream fire in a building that is not on fire.
Okay, that's a different level of...
That's like the boy who cried wolf.
That's like...
Mom told me, don't say that because you're going to get in trouble and nobody's going to listen to you. And I'm like, you're right.
My homie and I were at Disney World, and this is just a few years ago. And so we're I guess, the middle of the night, and we're up, and we're not supposed to be. It wasn't my homie, it was my cousin. But anyway, we're in... Like, middle of Disney World, and he, like, we're bored, and we're younger at the time, so, like, we're still with our parents, so, like, we decided to, you know, sneak out of the hotel room, but, like, we were just going to the hotel, like, we weren't going to go, you know, like, out or anything.
Right.
So, like, we sneak out of the hotel room, and we go on this one floor, and he's like, should I do something stupid? I'm like, no. I kept telling him, you know, it's not worth it, like, it's the middle of the night, we're getting in trouble. And he goes on this one floor, and he's just, he starts yelling, he's like, fire, fire, fire. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, three or four families, like, came out of their hotel room. I was like, oh, my God.
Dude.
Because yeah. he left his phone there to, like, record, and he's going to pick it up later. So, like, we watched back the tapes, and it was definitely very interesting to see what their reaction was. So,
I don't think you can do that.
We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're definitely not supposed to. But,
we don't encourage this.
No.
This is
no,
just something that
not
happened.
Not at all. Yeah, this happened. And it was not me. It was my cousin. Let's get that straight. So, yeah.
Your cousin, like somebody who did it trying to blame it on someone else.
But now, he's like a pilot. So
he's a pilot?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a job. He knows what he's doing with his life.
Yeah, I guess.
He's not colorblind either.
So shout. So I guess not shout out him, but shout out him for
being an idiot.
Yeah.
You think he's listening to us
no,
in the air?
No.
Do you think that they do that?
I wish.
Pilots do that? They just have like a separate radio in air?
No, they probably don't. Actually, how does radio work in the air? Like,
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Probably. I mean, radio is just waves and frequencies.
Yeah.
That's true, but like you're so far out. So high up into the sky that it'd be tough to get signals up there, wouldn't it be?
I mean, probably not. My guess would be that every plane gives off its own signal so that they can be on their own channels.
Well, there's just... So the way radio works is there's just a ton of frequencies. I'm pretty sure it's light, actually. I need to double check this because I'm not 100%.
It's either light or sound. Light or sound waves.
Maybe...
Or it's its own category of wave.
I know Bluetooth is a light wave that's just so long, you can't actually see it with your eyes, and it can go through walls.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, what if you don't put your phone on airplane mode during the flight? Will it do anything?
It explodes.
It doesn't do that. I've not been on a plane yet, but what I'm pretty sure happens is it just interferes with radio waves. So, like, air traffic control can't contact the plane while it's taking off.
It makes it difficult.
It makes it hard for, like, signal to I don't know if I don't. I'm presuming.
I looked it up, and radio waves are light.
Okay, that's cool. But what I'm presuming is it just interferes with air traffic control and how plane traffic can communicate.
Because
they have to be able to contact
one another.
They have to be able to contact the tower to know if it's safe to take off. They have to contact other planes to make sure they're not crossing paths with anybody. They have to contact, like, all these other groups, other control towers, so that they know how to land and where to land.
I looked it up.
Looked up what?
What happens when you don't have your phone on airplane mode.
Okay, so now we get a scientific explanation. Let's get it, Gabe.
So the Federal Communications Commission has found that cell phones aren't in flight mode can overload the networks on the ground, especially during takeoff and landing as they try to connect to multiple towers at once. And this is citing USAtoday.com.
So it does just like scramble the network.
Well, it's not the airplane network. It's the like cell phone network.
Okay, so it just makes it difficult for air traffic control to talk to the pilots.
Not necessarily. It's more of the mobile network. So your mobile carrier will have less bandwidth because it's touching multiple towers at once trying to find a connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a giant metal tube like a Faraday cage. It's not going to be very happy trying to connect to a bunch of different towers at once.
So moral of the story, use airplane mode, people.
Yeah. Also, if you're on a, like a mountain or something and you don't have cell reception, your phone will go through more battery trying to find towers to connect to. So you turn it on airplane mode to save battery.
Okay.
Because it stops you from reaching out.
Right? All right. All right. We're learning more things on I Don't Know. We're knowing. I'm knowing.
We are knowing on I Don't Know.
This is new. This is new. Garrett, this doesn't ever happen.
Well,
you're new here. He's new here.
He is new here.
This doesn't happen.
Well, not.
I'm glad to be the first.
You're one of the first to witness.
First to witness.
Actually
knowing.
Learning on I Don't Know.
Yes, sir. I don't think anybody's actually going to pay attention to this. I'm going to be honest. A lot of our facts are scatterbrained and not like contiguous.
Estimated guesses.
Very, very not good estimated guesses.
Very close, though.
Except when we cite our sources.
When we get a source, we can...
Yeah, you just made that little click-click noise with your mouth and, like, wiggled your eyebrows.
Yeah.
At the same time. I'm sorry. I was so distracting.
How was it distracting?
My entire train of thought gone.
I
Pearman made that sound.
You did better than I did.
Yes.
I don't know.
I paid attention to my 1970s movies.
Good.
Where the... What were they, like surfer guys? The guys in biker jackets? It was like musicals. What was the one where they got... It was on Disney Channel. They got transported like into a movie or something and had to sing the entire movie.
Sing the entire... Do you know how many movies are like that?
There's probably a bunch. I think they're called musicals. I don't remember.
High School Musical?
No. Because they didn't sing the entire time.
Okay, well... What are you getting
at? I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I'm too old.
We are the exact same age.
I have dementia. No, we're not. You're 18 and I'm 17.
Okay, close enough.
How does it feel being older than me?
Weird. I'm not going to lie. Because...
Can you buy lottery tickets for me? Bless you.
No.
Darn.
I'm not going to feed your gambling addiction.
I'm going to start asking people in this street to buy me lottery tickets.
You should not do that.
Well, I can't claim them because they would have to claim them because they bought the ticket and I'm underage. But I really want to just like get a bunch of lottery tickets from people and start scratching them to feed my little addiction in my head.
Oh my gosh, Gabe.
I love gambling. I love gambling so much.
We can tell.
Fortunately, I do not endorse gambling. I only love it very much. It's like an affair partner.
Okay.
My wife doesn't know that I love gambling. She doesn't know that I spent the kids' college fund on gambling.
Oh, Gabe, you should stop right there.
I was hoping my son would be able to go to a really expensive college like Harvard, but no, I kind of had an oopsie, so now he can only go to community college.
So when I have my kid go straight to Harvard, then I put it all on red.
It didn't come
out as doubled. So, oopsies.
Turns out my son does not know how
sorry,
to read.
Sorry, son. Oh, no, man.
That's a common problem in today's age.
It is.
You know what else is a common problem in today's age?
What?
Our time running out.
Nope.
Time running short. I don't know what to play after this. Do we have any suggestions, any ideas to follow up this misinformed morning?
Well, what have we been talking about? Pilots. We've been talking about radio frequencies. We could talk about...
Well, we're on the radio.
Well, we could do Queen.
Queen.
A little bit of Queen. Radio.
Queen. The Queen is Dead by the Smiths?
No.
Kings and Queens by the Killing Joke?
Queen, the band.
Just a hit the band,
group.
Queen?
Yes, yes. Play their song.
There's a lot here.
Play their song about radio.
Radio. Ah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. This is a five-minute song. I feel really bad. But
it's a good song, though.
It does appear to be a good song. We have 55 seconds.
Okay, well, we want to plug anything?
Well, you're listening to Indie's Giant 90.9. This is I Don't Know. We do this every Thursday. Pyramid has a show every Wednesday.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for being on here, Gary.
It was good to be here.
I guess since you're already talking about my show, every Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:15, Off the Rails, join me and Gabe and Brody as we discuss funny topics. Gabe?
Yes.
Got any last things to say?
I am your neighbor. I like wearing my seatbelt, and I encourage you to wear yours. This is satire when I say don't wear it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a beautiful, beautiful, rainy Thursday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.